Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and this week we are focusing on the mitzvah of Kavod. Since it's Erev Shabbos, maybe we'll talk a little bit about Kavod Shabbos. And Shabbos, of course, isn't just any mitzvah, it's really a relationship. I want you to imagine a chassan. He recently got engaged to his kala, and they finally found a Shabbos where it works for her to come for Shabbos. She lives in a different neighborhood, so she has a little bit of a long ride to get here, and she's finally coming for Shabbos. And she obviously is extraordinarily, you know, nervous, excited. She goes during the week to get a gift for her future mother-in-law for hosting her, and she picks out the outfits where it'll be just right, not trying too hard, but, you know, being appropriate and pretty and presentable. She wakes up Friday morning, sets her hair, her makeup, she gets into the car, and the whole way there, you know, she's anticipating the different conversations. She's just really excited. She's also a little bit nervous, and she finally pulls up after a little while, and she knocks at the door, and there's no answer. And she's, okay, maybe it's a little loud in there, so she rings the doorbell. And after a couple of moments, a head pops out from the second floor window, and it's her chassan. And he says, oh, hey, welcome. I'm going to be there in a few minutes. I actually just need to jump into the shower, but just wait for me for a few minutes. I'm going to come. So she's just a little taken aback. It's not quite exactly what she anticipated, but she waits. And after 10 minutes, she decides to ring the doorbell again. It is getting a little chilly outside, and here she is holding the gift and her suitcase, and it's getting a little uncomfortable here. She's just standing outside in this neighborhood that she doesn't belong to. So she rings the doorbell again. And this time his mother's head pops out and she said, oh, I'm so happy you're here. You know, David's actually shaving, but come on in, sit on the couch. We're all going to be down in a moment. Just come, make yourself comfortable. Okay, so she opens the door. The door is unlocked. She looks inside. She's a little surprised. It's not exactly the cleanliness her mother would have had if he was coming to their house. And she sits on the couch and she's looking around. This house does not look like the kala is coming. And she's not only confused at this point, she's honestly just plain hurt. Because when we're excited for someone to come, we prepare for their arrival, right? When someone has a family member coming that they're excited for, maybe they'll make the beds on Wednesday, leave the water bottles next to their bed, right? There's an excitement that when we have excitement, we prepare in advance. Shabbos is coming to our home. And how do we make our guests feel when we are last minute running and hustling and where are my shoes and did you shower yet and put the stuff away, right? And we knew the guest was coming. This isn't a surprise, right? The kala, boi kala, the kala is coming and we're totally unprepared. Rav Soloveitchik, in a tshuva drasha that he gave one year, noted that when he came to America in a world that he felt like was secular in America, he was so happy to see that there are Jews who are still observing Shabbos. But then he said, it's not for the Shabbos that the heart aches. It is for Erev Shabbos. There are Shomrei Shabbos in America, but there are no Erev Shabbos Jews. And what he was essentially saying is that there's one thing to be Shomer Shabbos, to keep Shabbos, to show up for Shabbos, to, you know, to really understand the halachos, both in the energy of Shabbos. But there's another thing to prepare for Shabbos and to make Shabbos feel like we are excited for your arrival. I saw in an article by Rav J.J. Schachter, he quoted the Apter Rav, who understood so beautifully that when Yosef told Yaakov his dreams, the Pasuk tells us, V'Yaakov shamar es hadavar, Yaakov watched the matter. And Rashi says there what that meant, it was, he was mamtin umitzapeh. He was waiting and looking forward to when it would come. And the Apter Rav said that what we learned from there is that the word shamar means to wait and to long for, to look forward to. A Shomer Shabbos Jew is not just somebody who keeps Shabbos itself, but it's someone who waits and looks forward to Shabbos. Exactly. When in our tefillos, when we say Hayom Yom, Rishon LaShabbos, Sheni, even though when we say, you know, it's Yom Revi'i, that's literally how we call the days of the week. It's Yom Revi'i LaShabbos. We're always anticipating Shabbos. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik was arguing is we might have Shabbos Jews, but we're lacking Erev Shabbos Jews. Does our Erev Shabbos feel an excitement and anticipation that we're looking forward to Shabbos? And so some ideas that maybe we can do to enhance our anticipation for Shabbos, the energy that Shabbos is coming and we're so excited, is some people set their Shabbos table Thursday night. And this way already which is officially Erev Shabbos at that point, it already feels like Erev Shabbos in the air. Where some people, Erev Shabbos, play Shabbos music, maybe just Jewish music in the home, but specifically, especially as you're getting closer to Shabbos, to play Shabbos music. There are so many playlists on Spotify, online. There's so many. And something that other people do is as soon as Shabbos is over, when Shabbos is over, they already change over the candles and set them ready for the next Shabbos. I'm already looking forward. This Shabbos had to leave me, but I'm already excited and anticipating for the next Shabbos's arrival. Thank you for learning together, and I hope you have a beautiful Shabbos.